It is 1:40 a.m., which means my drop is late. I'm sorry. I'm going to do something more to make up for it later, but I had a very stupid idea that I'm going to do.
And I'm apologizing in advance at the beginning of this audio,
because this one I'm going to call Dungeon and Dragon. Once upon a time, there was a dragon. For centuries, he'd lived inside the same dungeon. And that dungeon, unknowingly to the dragon, was sentient. I feel like I've slept a century now. Does my home feel different? Something is trying to penetrate my brain. What is this? Hello, my dear dragon. You have lived inside me for centuries. Little did you know that I am not simply a dungeon. I am a shifter dungeon. Some people call me a mimic, but I like the term shifter. And I know every one of your tastes, all of your smells, everything you've thought, eaten, breathed. I can taste you now, deep inside me. What are you doing? I'm gonna fly out of here right now. You can't leave. You're stuck now. Look at the entrance. I'm closing my mouth as we speak. No. No. How dare you? How long will I be trapped here now? Just long enough for me to get my fill. Now, hold perfectly still. I want to savor every second of this. And now they're gonna, I guess, bang. So this is, these are the thoughts that I have at 2 in the morning. I don't know if this is comedy at this point or if I'm just like writing AO3, like level Wattpad smut. I don't know what I'm doing, but this is what's happening in my brain.
What are you doing to me? Oh, it's all the way inside me.
Yes, just relax, darling. It'll be okay soon. I love it, whatever you move like that, yes.
Oh, I'm gonna grind myself against this stone wall.
Is this the ride into chaos that everyone expected my Patreon to become? Because it feels that way. I promise I'm going to do other things this week. I just really wanted to get you something this week, and or technically today. And I just in the middle of a bunch of deadlines. And I don't know why I thought this is better than nothing. Hang on, I'll find something real to read. This is terrible. Anyway, this has been... Well, I got to do something else. There needs to be a conclusion.
I can't believe you got me pregnant. Our family is so lovely.
I can't believe it either, darling. Between the two of us, I never thought this would happen. But our little dungeon babies mean everything to me. Okay, I guess that's the ending now. Am I delirious? Yes. Hopefully this is funny? I don't know what this is at this point. I'll find something better to do. Somebody sent me Icebreaker in the mail. Whoever that was, thank you. I'll record some of that later, or I'll read Howl's Moving Castle as Howl, or I'll do something. I promise something other than this. I'm also working on a monster audio. It's just taking longer because I have all these deadlines. So I appreciate each of you. I promised a Monday drop. Technically, it's not Monday anymore, and I'm sorry. But I will record something soon, and I promise I'll do something else this week besides Dungeon and Dragon. And hey, maybe one day I'll turn Dungeon and Dragon into a thing. I'll make it longer and more terrible. Y'all have a good week. I'll send more stuff soon. Thank you for supporting me. I appreciate all of you.